Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I've got my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Hello!
And hopefully all of you guys heard our awesome new jingle. Isn't that such a fun little improvement? we got some feedback, very helpful critique that our jingle was a little bit not as peppy as we are, I guess, kind of.
Right? Wah, wah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we took the plunge and bought a new little jingle, and hopefully you guys like it and it reflects us a little bit more. We're really excited about it. I literally can't help but dance every time I hear it. And I had my kids help me pick it out, and I ran it by Emily, of course, but actually my kids were pretty much the ones who picked that. So the one they danced the hardest to is what we went with.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
Yeah. So today we are talking about a topic that Em and I are super passionate about. We're talking about quiet times, or basically just spending time in God's word.
Yep. Yeah, quiet time is a little bit of a funny term, of course. Yeah. If you're a mom, you're like, what do you mean quiet time? Because I'm pretty sure I get almost none of that. And when I do, I'm like sleeping or watching a TV show.
Yeah, exactly. Sleeping. That's my quiet time. Yes.
But yeah, Laura and I are super passionate about this, mainly because we just know how important it is in order to just, I guess, like function as a person, to have hope and just joy in our lives and to just grow in our relationship with God. This is like the biggest component of that relationship, aside from and along with prayer.
Yeah, and I think a quiet time is one of those things that as a believer, you're taught like right away, this is kind of the first way that you're going to grow. And so everybody pretty much knows that like what a quiet time is if you are a believer. But I think it's one of the quickest things that we can fall away from. You know, mm-hmm. We might still listen to worship music. We might still listen to a sermon online or go to church. But those quiet times, like the meat of the Christian life, it's like kind of one of those first things that we often give up or we, pass on for that day. And so we want to just today talk about why this is so important and then also how you guys can find time, because I know it can feel near impossible, especially some seasons of motherhood. We want to talk about just like some tips for how you can get in the Word more.
Yeah, so Laura and I just wanted to, I guess, share where we're at. Obviously, we have kids, so we totally understand the struggle. Laura, what does your quiet time look like right now? Or like maybe what has it even looked like? How has it evolved even since having children?
Obviously, like quiet times are far shorter. And one of the biggest things I had to learn was that like whether it's 2 minutes or it's half an hour, which is kind of the gold standard, I feel like that at least that I grew up with was like your time with Jesus should be 30 minutes. I just didn't have that, at least not uninterrupted mm-hmm. 30 minutes. And so I think since becoming a mom, I have had to really come to terms with if I have 2 minutes, then that is worth mm-hmm. spending it in the Word. And I can meditate on scripture, you know, in the car while I'm waiting for something or, you know, at the table. And just last night I had a quiet time. It was, probably 7 o'clock. My husband wasn't home yet. I turned on the TV for my kids. And I was like, I have not been in God's Word. So I read the Bible and I had to change a diaper, resolve fights, two different fights. I had somebody dropped off a package and I had to sign for it. Like literally in the span of 20 minutes, I was interrupted 4 times mm-hmm. to try to deal with stuff. And I had a TV on for my kids. So, but just getting used to that, that's been the biggest roadblock, I think, for me. And once I overcame that, then and realize like it doesn't have to be perfect with my cup of coffee and my candle and my tea and whatever people do. I don't even know. I don't even do all that stuff, but I don't have to have that. Then it became a lot more accessible.
Yeah, no, totally. I think that has been a huge key for me too, has just been trying to figure out how it fits into my life every day when it's not ideal, you know? And the funny thing is, though, for me, in some ways, I feel like I spend more time in God's Word now than maybe I ever have. And I'll just say, like, it's out of pure desperation. Like, I also have more on my plate and more on my heart than I ever have in my life. And I think we're in, like, a really intense season. And so I just really find that I want to meet with the Lord every day. And I want to read truth and get wisdom and get help and find peace and rest for my heart. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that, yeah, my weakness as a mom is driving me to God. But I would say, as far as the way quiet time looks, it is really different. It's not necessarily before the kids get up alone every day. It is after breakfast with, you know, the TV on, and I'm, you know, exactly what you said, Laura, you know, interrupted several times, but still working through a text. Or it is going through school time with my kids, and we're talking about a verse, and, you know, I'm talking through that with them and praying through that with my kids. And it's like, oh, I'm learning with them. I'm meditating on a verse then throughout the day. So it definitely looks a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I think there are, like, so many roadblocks to having a quiet time as a mom that we can easily kind of push it aside. Or, like, a lot of times I know that I will get into a rut of being like, oh, but I listened to a sermon today. That was God's word. Or that song, that was, like, direct scripture lyrics. I mean, that's, you know, I'm just going to let that simmer in my soul a little today. And that kind of we can allow that to replace our quiet times. And we were talking, Emily and I were passing around some other roadblocks that we have that you guys might identify with, but stuff like what, unpredictable schedules with kids, stuff like nursing or morning sickness if you're pregnant. Yeah. We're talking about just, especially with me saying last night, you know, just all the interruptions and kind of feeling like we need that uninterrupted time that just doesn't exist.
Yep. Or if we have no idea, like, what we are studying or working on. Yes. I mean, that is totally me too. I ended up just having to give myself a never fail backup, because if I didn't have something to go study or to go read, I just wouldn't do it, because it's super weird to just, like, open up your Bible and look at it and be like, okay, should I just, like, point to a scripture and read?
Yeah, or what? That is not how we're supposed to read it. And I think too, like, also, like, I think sometimes we're always looking for, like, that warm, fuzzy feeling, like, opening the scripture, and we're kind of doing that, like, we're doing, like, the pinball, you know, method where we're just like, okay, I'm just going to bounce over here today, and I'm going to look for God to just really, you know, make me feel better or speak directly into my life in some magic eight ball way. Uh-huh. But, you know, that is another roadblock, because oftentimes a quiet time isn't touchy-feely. Yeah. You know, it can often be difficult and hard and boring. And I mean, if you don't come into it with purpose and right expectation, then I think often our expectations are not met, and then we're not motivated to continue to do it.
Yeah, amen. And I think there are just so many roadblocks, and even more so as a mom with young children, because maybe more so than a lot of other seasons, again, you're just being interrupted, and you can just start to feel like, I feel like I'm not doing a good job as a mom. Now I feel like I'm not doing a good job, you know, as a Christian. And then we're really getting down on ourselves about the fact that we've maybe missed several days, or maybe we've missed weeks, or we've missed months, or I don't know, maybe you haven't even had a quiet time since your children have been born. So I think wherever you're at, like, I guess I want to say too, like, that's like a normal feeling that we all feel, but the gospel is that our relationship with God now through Christ Jesus is not based on our works or how good we're doing at meeting with God, or how awesome our prayers are, or how, you know, spiritual we are. Our salvation is based completely on what Jesus did for us. And that should make us want to meet with God. Laura can maybe talk more about that. But I think we just want to say, like, in the gospel, like, you can start over today and go get back in God's word. Like, you don't have condemnation.
Yep. It's like starting a diet, you know, like you kind of say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I messed up already today. No, start now, you know, and know that like you can come before the Lord. Like, I know that that's a big thing, is feeling like ashamed. Like, well, why can I meet with you, God? Because I haven't, I've been such a bad person. And I, you just kind of feel those like unapproachable feelings towards the Lord. And like, no, that is not how he wants us. Not what his word says. Like, he says, come to me. I don't care how long it's been. I want that relationship with you. And so, you know, don't walk in guilt, moms, but start today.
Yes. Definitely start today. And know too, like, as like a person, I mean, I keep wanting to say as a mom, but really just as a person, like, if you want to hear from God, you have to be reading his word. This is where his words are, what he speaks to us individually. And this is how the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us. This is what has power to actually change us. And yeah, it's just, it's different than, like Laura said, although it's really, really good to hear people teaching scripture. It's really, really good to listen to spiritual songs. It's really good to have a spiritual conversation with your friends. Do all of those things. But the heart of what is going to transform you is God's word that is, you know, living and active. And your faith is going to come as you hear it and read it. And it's just profitable in your life for a lot of really good things.
Yeah. And as moms, if we, you know, we talk a lot here on Risen Motherhood about how we want to give our children the gospel day in and day out. And we desire to point them to Jesus and see that eternal value. But if you're not spending time in God's word, like directly in the literal Bible, people, like, we're not talking about, you know, again,
a devotional,
a song, podcast, a Devo that someone wrote.
Yeah.
We're talking about electronic or hard copy God's word there. Then that is what we need to be putting in ourselves so that we can pour that out. And that is, like Emily said, ultimately that's where that transformation happens. And learning about God's word through thinking, using our minds, that is what transforms our hearts. It's not like our heart changes and then our heads all of a sudden logically in it. It's the other way around. It goes into our heads and through our hearts.
Yeah. So, and I think when we're reading, you know, especially to give our children, like, we are also giving them a gift of, like, discipling them and all the things Laura and I keep talking about as they're watching us sacrifice and make time for that, and we're going to get more into that. And the other thing really quick I just wanted to say is, like, just to remember, like, this is a relationship. And so just like you would not go, like, 3 weeks without talking to your husband, or you wouldn't be like, well, I'll just connect with him every once in a while, we'll go out for coffee for like 2 hours, we'll catch up, and then we're going to be good. It's like, no, you would not have a good relationship. What do you do with the person that you love the most? You talk with them throughout the day, every day, as much as you can connect with them. And yes, there's hard days. Yes, there are days you don't connect with them very well, but overall, you like talking to them. You like being with them. You like learning about them. So just like, I don't know, we want to take like the pressure off too, and just remember it's a relationship.
Yeah. And with that, I mean, we want to talk about, okay, here are some ways that, you know, we can overcome those roadblocks and have that relationship.
Yes.
The biggest thing that Emily and I talk about is having a plan,
you
know, kind of knowing what you're going to do. And I know Emily gifted this to me, but I really like it. There's a Give Me Jesus journal by Gretchen, I forget her last name, but we'll link to it in the show notes. But there's a great journal. We're going to put some resources online so that you guys can check out those things.
Yeah.
You know, reading the Bible through in a year, Bible study, say you're in like a BSF or a Bible study through your church, using that as your quiet time. And it's a great way to kind of actually come prepared to Bible study that week. working your way inductively through a book of the Bible. Somebody that we love is Jen Wilkins. She talks a lot about just understanding how the Bible transforms our minds and kind of what I was saying earlier into your hearts. And so we'll have some links to some of her stuff maybe on show notes.
Yeah. The point is, like, Laura and I want to just encourage you guys, as we are encouraging ourselves, to like just make this a priority. It is so hard. And Laura and I do not want to sound like, you know, oh, we do a quiet time every single day. We're perfect. Like, of course, you've heard us say a million times, no, we are not. And yes, this is hard for us. And yes, like we are fighting that fight alongside you to get in his word, but it is eternally important and it's something that's worth sacrificing for. It's something that's worth putting aside your show or, you know, maybe, I don't know, I'm just blanking all the things that we need to sacrifice, but.
Well, I think like it's really looking at your schedule and saying like, okay, if Jesus is my first priority, does my schedule reflect yes. that? And sometimes like you are literally too busy to even spend more than 2 minutes in the word or 0 minutes in the word. And like, that is a time where it might be to say, whoa, do I need to scale back on a few things? Mm-hmm. Because if I'm going to get adequate rest and sleep, because you don't want to just kill yourself. If I'm going to get that, then what needs to be eliminated so that I can at least have a little bit of margin in my life to read the word. And, you know, like last night for mm-hmm. me, I was like, man, I got to practice what I preach. I'm going to talk about quiet times tomorrow. So I haven't done it today. And so I, you know, turn on the TV for my kids. And instead of, you know, wanting to surf the internet or do like my own thing yeah. of like fun stuff, I was like, no, I'm going to get in God's word. And yes, admittedly, it was partially because I was like, gosh darn it, I'm going to be talking about it tomorrow. But, you know, like I was so grateful for that time afterwards and felt refreshed. Yeah. And, but that's also something to remember is that sometimes you don't necessarily feel refreshed.
Yeah, immediately.
Once you're in the
yes,
word.
Agreed.
And so that's another thing to just remember is that like, okay, it might be sort of painful sometimes. Mm-hmm. I love John Piper says duty turned into delight, you know, and sometimes we're doing these things to build habits and long-term
yes.
You know, you're putting those deposits, those investments into your soul. And I can't tell you the number of times though, moms, that like I've gone through this dry season where I am just like, this stinks. This just stinks. But over time and somehow slowly, God just like softens my heart mm-hmm. to where I'm really enjoying it and I'm seeing fruit from it and I'm seeing yes. my life transformed by it. And so give it that time, just yeah. like, again, any habit that you're building, like it is hard work, yeah. but it is so worth the reward. It's far more worth, you know, any diet plan, any fitness plan, any business building, yes. any whatever you're doing with that your time, this is worth far more.
Yes, far, far, far more. And that relationship, again, you know, like anything, you will go through those dry times, but you know with those most important, like your husband, it's like, oh, he is going to be there. And so like, it is important that I lay down this, even if sometimes I don't immediately feel like it. And in the long term, investing in that relationship reaps great rewards. And the same thing is true of our relationship with God, because I have this older, wiser woman at church who will always say this to me, Emily, the only things that are going to last are people and God's word. And so mm-hmm. if you're going to invest in anything, invest in those things.
Exactly.
And yeah, that's what we're taking with us is our character, our hearts, our souls, mm-hmm. not anything else. So we just want to encourage you guys today. And we hope that you came away today with some ideas of maybe how to overcome some of those roadblocks that you're facing.
No more excuses. Basically, like what? I need to hear this too,
I need to hear like, it so on, bad.
I mean, there is no excuse. You can figure it out. I'm sure you figured out how to pop on Pinterest or pop on Instagram today. So, you know, if you want it enough, you'll do it.
Yes.
And also just encouragement and charge you to just be diligent with it and say like, this matters and I am going to do the hard thing today mm-hmm. and not just the easy thing, because the value is so long lasting.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Laura and I are going to try to bring this to a close here. thank you guys so much for listening. And just a reminder, you can find us on risenmotherhood.com. We would love it if you would go there and check out our show notes. And then also, if you would be so willing to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be awesome. And share this if you have, you know, a friend or someone who is coming to your mind that you're like, oh, I know we were just talking about how to get in God's word or whatever it is, and just definitely pass this along. So thank you guys again for listening, and we hope you enjoy our brand new little jingle on the way out.
Ooh, yeah, that's so fun.
All right, see you guys.